Thank you. Yes, indeed. It's time for some good stuff added to your day. Let's start off by talking about ranching, breeding, markets, agriculture, you know, all those types of topics. Ever wish you had a single source for all of that agriculture news you're looking for? Well, actually, what you're looking for is Tri-State Livestock News. It offers all that and more every Saturday. No need to roam for information, just you, your coffee, and the latest in livestock news. Sounds good, doesn't it? Stay informed. Stay ahead with Tri-State Livestock News. Visit tsln.com.
Well, the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo has wrapped up for another year, but I know they're probably already planning for 2026, so be sure to mark those dates on your calendar. You know, this is the second largest event in the state of South Dakota, only second to the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally. They figure over 330,000 people go to the stock show, so I'll be interested to see how many they think they had for the attendance there this year. And thanks to Ron Jeffries and the crew up at the stock show for using the good stuff to help get the word out. Kim, what are you going to share?
There was a farmer who grew excellent quality corn. Every year he won the award for the best grown corn. One year a newspaper reporter interviewed him and learned something interesting about how he grew it. The reporter discovered that the farmer shared his seed corn with his neighbors. How can you afford to share your best seed corn with your neighbors when they are entering corn in competition with yours every year? Why, sir, said the farmer, didn't you know? The wind picks up pollen from the ripening corn and swirls it from field to field. If my neighbors grow inferior corn, cross-pollination will steadily degrade the quality of my corn. If I am to grow good corn, I must help my neighbors grow good corn. So it is with our lives. Those who want to live meaningful and well must help enrich the lives of others, for the value of a life is measured by the lives it touches. And those who choose to be happy must help others find happiness, for the wealth of each is bound up with the welfare of all. Call it the power of collectivity. Call it the principle of success. Call it a law of life. The fact is, none of us truly wins until we all win.
Very good. Random Acts of Kindness Week is going on this week. It's an annual celebration of kindness that spans Sunday to Saturday and always includes Valentine's Day on February 14th. So this connection to Valentine's Day emphasizes love, compassion, and the spirit of kindness. So the week encourages schools, workplaces, and communities to spread kindness through thoughtful gestures and meaningful action. So I'm going to share a couple of those things that you might be able to do to a random act of kindness. Write a thank you note to someone who has inspired you to make a positive difference. Donate household items to your local refugee support organization. Put a don't give up sign in your yard. And find a little free pantry or free fridge in your community and drop off some food. A few simple things that you could do during this random acts of kindness week.
Very good. Great inspiration. Well, we all know it can be, well, a lot of us know it can be very challenging to raise young'uns. I think you'd agree.
Young'uns. Okay.
Here's a couple of stories shared expressing the excitement, the joy. Well, maybe not either. We'll see. Crystal shares, my son hasn't eaten a banana since the broken Bananarama incident of 2015. That might have been an incident. Tammy shares this. Susan, my at-the-time four-year-old, in an extremely crowded department store where everyone was lined up to see Santa, started loudly yelling. She wanted more of my beer. Every head snapped around to look at me as I tried to explain it was a cup of root beer.
Root beer.
They'll get you embarrassed, though. Debbie says one of her favorite stories, my son used to like to have toast with cheese whiz on one side and jam on the other. I once put them on the wrong side. The wrong side. It was not edible. Alexandra shares, last summer I heard this howling and wailing from my front porch. My three-year-old grandson was face down, hysterical because he had to wear pants in public. My son looked at me and said, he's all yours, Mom, and he left. I sat on the step and waited. With age comes wisdom.
There you go. If you have something to share on the good stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com and keep listening for more of the good stuff.